This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, when it's hot like this week has been, and the past few weeks have been, I think you'll agree there aren't many things more refreshing than a slice off a cold watermelon. Yesterday I spoke with Pat Walchley, whose family has been growing watermelons since the late 50s. They've been harvesting watermelons for the past month east of Hermiston. I asked Pat how the watermelons hold up during this hot weather.
People and plants and everybody, they're just not used to that. Somehow, some way, we're coming off. We got a nice crop, quality and size is good, and that's what you can hope for.
Pat described this past season's planting.
April was a bit hectic through the middle of the month, and we didn't plant. We had probably one of our more mild Mays. I mean, we had more storm systems that moved in and had more moisture than normal, but for the transplants, that wasn't anything severe to them. We actually kind of kept the weather more mild. When June came along, then we started seeing the high winds moving the soil, and that's hard on the plants.
Pat says these days, seeded watermelons are actually somewhat of a rarity as the market has swung 99% to seedless. But either way, if you want a nutritious, refreshing way to beat the heat, try a locally grown watermelon. My thanks to Pat Walshley talking about weather and watermelons. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.